scientists have used an experimental drug to stop the progression of type 1 diabetes, the kind that usually strikes children and young adults. The experiment, reported in the New England Journal of Medicine, involved only a dozen patients, but it suggests a new approach for controlling a disease that affects 1 million Americans. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
Diabetes may seem like a disease of the pancreas. That's because it occurs when cells in the pancreas stop producing insulin, the hormone that controls blood sugar. But type 1 diabetes, once known as juvenile diabetes, is actually a disease of the immune system. The body's defenses turn against the pancreas and kill the cells that produce insulin. Kevin Harold at Columbia University says one approach to treating diabetes, then, is to block that wayward immune response.
People have used broad-spectrum immune-suppressive drugs like cyclosporin, azathioprine, prednisone, and others, which have shown some good effects in short-term studies.
But those potent drugs have also caused serious side effects, such as kidney disease.
In addition, there's risks of infections and even tumors with people who are on chronic immune suppression.
Still, it's an appealing idea. So Dr. Harold got quite interested when a researcher at UC San Francisco developed an antibody that disarms just part of the immune system in diabetics. That genetically engineered antibody has just passed its first test in human beings. 12 people who had just been diagnosed with type 1 diabetes got a 2-week treatment. Dr. Harold says side effects were mild and the effect is encouraging.
Patients with new onset diabetes that were treated with the drug retained their ability to make insulin. We found that they were making essentially 100% of the same amount of insulin as at the beginning of the drug treatment. And in the patients who were not treated with the drug, they were making about 49% of the amount of insulin that they had been making at the start.
The patients still need insulin injections because their pancreases suffered a lot of damage before the diabetes was diagnosed. Still, Dr. Harold says people with even a modest production of insulin are better off than those who depend entirely on shots. Robert Goldstein, the chief scientific officer at the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, says the report is exciting but preliminary.
This will have to be expanded now probably to several hundred people to confirm that, number one, you can actually stop the progression of the destruction to the insulin-secreting cells, and number two, to make sure that there's no long-term consequences. Maybe in 2 or 3 years that you find out, you know, this treatment harmed your immune system in some way that was unforeseen.
Dr. Goldstein notes that other scientists are trying similar antibody-based drugs, so he's hopeful that something along these lines will work. He sees all sorts of possibilities.
One extension of the study could be to give it to people who had their disease 6 months and see if that's not too late to treat them, or a year before they get their disease and hopefully prevent them from actually getting the disease.
Dr. Harold and his collaborators have already expanded their study to more than 80 volunteers to continue studying the drug's safety and to see if repeated doses of the antibody can make the beneficial effect last for more than a year. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.